#08.01, Manhattan.
The Associated Press, 17 minutes. Breaking, vigilante website Bounty for Justice boasts worldwide hit list that claims first U.S. victim for $532,000 prize.
You heard me right, people, Knight said, raising his hands to stop the eruption of side conversations. 6 dead so far. 22 more and counting could end up the same way if we don't get answers fast. So please listen up. The screens Walter just described pertain specifically to Chase Lombardi's profile. Now we'll look at Bounty for Justice's homepage, and you'll see the true scope of this thing. Knight worked the remote, and the screen refreshed. Chase Lombardi's X'd-out photo reduced down to thumbnail size alongside an equally scaled American flag icon. To the right of the flag, the award notification marquee scrolled the bounty payout of $532,814 next to the pie chart graphic of the vote split. Stacked beneath Lombardi's profile were 5 more X-outs and their accompanying bounty award marquees, but the flags beside them were not American. Though Novak hadn't noticed it earlier, there was a button on top of the page labeled Nominate a Target, which implied that the website was open to suggestions. Bounty for Justice also operates throughout Europe and Asia, Knight informed his audience. Lombardi was the first U.S. mark to be taken out, but as you can see here, marks in 5 other countries have shared that fate, and over 20 more have bounties on their heads. So let's get acquainted with the other victims. He used the remote to click on the second victim's crossed-off headshot. The picture enlarged and brought his complete profile up on the screen. Mr. Mario Bianchi, he pointed to the man's photo, then read snippets of the caption beneath it. Vatican banker suspected of embezzling over 50 million euros from dioceses across Europe. Never formally sentenced, found hanging from Blackfriars Bridge in London. Video claim is dated 6 days ago. He pointed to the digital marquee, saying, You can see here that the awarded bounty is roughly $500,000 U.S. dollars. The vote was 84% for guilty, 16% not guilty. He clicked the remote, turned to the screen, and pressed a fist to his chin. The video began with a bright light shining on the middle-aged banker, slumped inside what looked like the interior of a van, his chin pressed to his chest, sweating through his tailored gray flannel suit. A rusty chain had been cinched around his neck in a hangman's knot, and his hands, presumably bound, were pulled tight behind his back. The way Bianchi rocked and jostled showed that the van was in motion.
Come si chiama?
The cameraman's off-screen voice demanded. The banker's head merely flopped from right to left. The cameraman grabbed a fistful of Bianchi's thick gray hair and yanked the head back, the camera shuddering side to side as he did so.
Come si chiama?
He repeated contemptuously. Bianchi's listless eyes rolled away from the light.
Mario Bianchi, he began weeping.
The cameraman let the head drop, then held the banker's Italian passport close to the camera to further validate the man's identity. The video abruptly switched to an exterior view. Nighttime. The banker, awash in the camera's light, standing against a waist-high railing to which the chain's slack end was now tethered. Behind him, the Thames was an expansive gray void between London's glowing riverfront architectural facades. It appeared to Novak that Bianchi now looked sedated, drunk. He wasn't attempting to escape. He wasn't putting up a fight. While the camera held steady from a side view along the railing, a second man dressed head to toe in black swept in and fiercely snap-kicked the banker in the chest, sending him over the rail like a dropped anchor. The cameraman did a superb job of leaning over the rail and tracking the plunge. The chain's slack, maybe 20 feet, Novak estimated, clinked over the rail, then pulled taut with a loud cling-clack. Down below, Bianchi's head whipped and snapped against the chain's violent drag as his body popped and threatened to detach. But the neck held firm, and Bianchi's limp form swung in and out of view above the water. Fade to black. The mission statement reappeared in the video player's window. Its concise language certainly didn't mince words, thought Novak. Global network advantage to tactically combat elitism and tyranny so as to advance collective freedom and liberty. Yet he couldn't decide if it was an incitement for revolution or some zealous edict for a new world order. The second line of the website's credo was even more disconcerting. At any cost. What in hell did that mean?